With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Pearl Jam played to a sold-out Grizzly Stadium in Missoula last night, but it was more than just a music show. The band's bassist, Jeff Ament, grew up in Big Sandy, Montana, home to U.S. Senator John Tester, and every 6 years the band plays a show here to support his friends' campaigns. Last week, Ament characterized it this way.
It will be as close to it as we can possibly get without it being a John Tester campaign rally.
But on Sunday, Ament appeared at an actual John Tester campaign rally at Missoula's Wilma Theater. Fans and supporters filled the venue to hear the musician and the senator reminisce about Big Sandy, talk about their relationship over the years, and make some jokes. It was light on politics, but big on boosting John Tester. The discussion was moderated by Missoula Mayor John Engen, who played a song he composed for the occasion.
Rides a tractor on a Big Sandy farm. It's all organic, it'll do no harm. He looks fine on that old John Deere. Want him back for another 6 years.
Yesterday, fans started streaming over to Grizzly Stadium early. Out front, Ament had organized a festival featuring several of his favorite causes, including Forward Montana, Montana Native Vote, Montana Conservation Voters, and Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana. MTPR's Nick Mott and Rosie Costin talked to some attendees.
What brings you out here so early in the day, you know, for this sort of pre-show event?
I like how we get to see all the diversity, you know, in this community, and we get to look at all the political things that are going on in Montana, because we're not very used to that, because we're not from here.
I'm a little bit surprised at how cool it turned out. Like, we heard there was going to be a bunch of food trucks and stuff, but there's a lot of great causes down here, too.
I see a lot of people who are just enjoying the great weather of today, relaxing and listening to, you know, a good band that's out here. They sound real good. But I've also seen a lot of people checking out the ACLU and, you know, Planned Parenthood and the Montana Conservation. That's really good to see.
We're all here for the same thing. We're all here to have a good time. And it's cool that people are getting messages out and people are being pretty receptive to it.
I just really wanted to come feel some awesome Missoula and hang out and be with a whole bunch of awesome people.
Yeah, I came just to socialize and see everybody and check out all the little booths and what they have to say.
I think no matter what kind of side you're on, I think kind of Pearl Jam can bring you together and have a good time no matter what.
Monday night's Pearl Jam concert was over 2.5 hours worth of fan favorites.
Waiting, watch your clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to...
Politics.
You're in the top 5 of states that the election can be decided by simply just the youth vote alone.
Tender moments, such as when frontman Eddie Vedder singled out a little girl in the audience who was sitting on her dad's shoulders.
Every song, she's just got perfect time. It looks like she knows the word. I'm getting so much energy from you, young lady. It's so exciting. And it's good to know that with energy like that, that's where the future of our country lies.
And with that, he handed his tambourine to the audience and asked them to pass it back to the little girl as a gift. It made it back to her in no time. On the opposite end of the emotional spectrum, Vedder at one point instructed security to eject a rowdy spectator.
And whoever's causing any issues over there, come on up, we'll let you sit on the side of the stage. Seriously, leave. Around with people's safety here.
For the record, Vedder was kidding about the stage side seating. He called it fake news to lure the guy out of the audience. For fans like Missoulian Doug Jackson, the concert had something for everyone.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah?
Need to see a piece of history like that.
Why do you say piece of history?
Well, those guys have been around forever. To have them come to a small town like this, it's kind of neat that they come back to their roots and see, you know, where Jeff lives. And, be a part of this community.
This from a guy who does not necessarily share the band's politically progressive beliefs.
Sometimes their political views aren't really what everybody wants to hear. You know, and obviously Missoula is a different kind of town where they feel that, you know, but don't know, some of us that are more on the conservative side really don't want to follow that kind of stuff.
Carrie Lamb of Whitefish was impressed that the band turned out to show support for John Tester.
You know, I'm not a very political person, but if somebody as powerful as Pearl Jam is going to show up for somebody and cheer them on and root them on, it is an influence, and they are influencers, so it was incredible to see.
Lamb says she had a great time at last night's show.
It was amazing and beautiful and so much fun.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.